AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
What are you doing?
Now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praying.
Praying? Wait, you really believe, don't you?
I do.
Miracles and all that? Water into wine, body of Christ, raising the dead?
That's right.
Have you ever stopped to wonder how those feats were accomplished? What form of duckering in the name of God the Father? They say, as magicians go, Jesus was the best. I'm sorry, is that blasphemy? If it is, then may God strike me dead. See? No blasphemy. Or maybe... no God. Oh, that frightens you. I can see it in your eyes. But you will be amazed at what miracles you will soon perform. Here, I'll show you. Two decks of cards. The deck of 52 playing cards and the 78 cards of the tarot. Each of these cards has two notches cut into the side. Now, for now, the cuts are deep, so you can't mistake them. The notch on the end of the card indicates the suit. The notch on the side tells which card within that suit. Playing cards are for tricks, but the tarot, these cards are used to tell a story. You deal them in a specific formation on the table, and as you turn the cards, you weave a tale. Knowing which card you've placed in which position will enable you to shape the story to your advantage, so that every turn of a card fulfills your prophecy and draws them deeper into your labyrinth.
How long will it take to learn these things?
For a seventh daughter, who does nothing but devote herself to learning, it may only require months.
Months?
If not years.
Months.
Shh! July. You're wasting valuable time.
August. September.
Take this slate. October. Here's the chalk. Write a number, without letting me see. 11. Write another. 3. 6. 4.
How did you do that?
The sound of the chalk on the slate. By being able to distinguish the sound of a straight line from that of a curve. A dot from a dash. Observation and intuition are skills, like any other, that can be exercised and strengthened. Just like the musculature of the body.
April. May. June.
Okay, you have 4 minutes to identify every card in this deck, blind. If you succeed, you eat. If you fail 3 times, you don't eat. Go.
8 of clubs. 4 of diamonds. Jack.
Come on.
Queen of spades. 3 of hearts. 10 of diamonds. 2 of clubs, 4 of diamonds, queen of spades.
Stop. Put the remaining cards on the table, then move your hand away. How many cards are still in the deck? You should know without counting.
6, I think.
You think 6?
Yes. Pretty sure.
Name them.
You didn't tell me I was going to have to...
I shouldn't have to tell you. You should know. Use the process of elimination. Which cards were not dealt?
I've been at this for days. If it's not cards, it's learning to talk in code. It's not fair for you to change the rules.
There are no rules. You can't expect anyone to observe the rules when they're only...
All right! Queen of diamonds, 3 of spades, 9 of spades, king of hearts, 7 of clubs.
And the last one?
Why don't you tell me? You're my partner. You've been watching, so you should know as well. Why don't you tell me what the last card is?
Will you wager your supper for it?
Against your opium pipe? Yes.
Don't challenge me, Pearl.
Is it a wager or not? If you name it, I don't eat. If you miss, you don't smoke. It's fine. We shouldn't be wagering like this. I just need a minute.
10 of clubs.
What?
10 of clubs. Deal them.
King of hearts, 9 of spades, 7 of clubs, queen of diamonds, 3 of spades.
Go on. Show me.
10 of clubs.
Let that be a lesson to you. I've been thinking... The fact that you feel some connection to this spirit power can be good for you, for your performance, good for us.
How is it good for us?
The genius of your Jesus, and Moses too, with his plagues and transforming a staff into a serpent. I would like to have seen that one. Their genius was not just performing illusions to astound, but tying these tricks to the spirit. It was the message behind these prophets that made their magic so meaningful. One without the other would have been impressive, but the two together? Brilliant. The message that one wraps around the illusion. That is what takes an ordinary magic trick and elevates it into a miracle. Think of it. They were such good magicians that we're still talking about their performances 2,000 years later. And so, Now that you are beginning to become competent at some of these tricks, it is time to concentrate on the message.
This is starting to sound like blasphemy.
Get your coat. I'll explain while we walk.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And I saw the
Listen
woman
to the contempt
the
they have for
the
us.
He's not talking about us. He's talking about the Jezebels of the world.
To men like him, honey, we're all Jezebels. These are confusing times, Pearl. People are adrift. The moral winds are constantly shifting, and they're out there without a rudder or a sail, looking for a star to follow. This star shines especially bright.
Sister Evangeline Watkins, Temple of the Trinity of Light.
People will pay 2 bits to see a magic show, but for a genuine display of the spirit, you can name your price. People will empty their pockets at your feet.
It's not the same. What we do and the word of the Lord.
Oh, ye of too much faith. Remove the scales from her eyes, O Lord, so that she may see the truth.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't expect a convent girl like you to accept the word of a fork-tongued serpent like myself.
I'm not saying you're a...
So I wanted to show you. So you can see for yourself. So you can feel the holes in Jesus' hands. And afterward, maybe I'll show you how he did it. The one thing I ask, and I mean this sincerely, lower the barrier that you've erected around yourself to protect your faith. If your faith can't withstand a few punches, its foundation must be fairly weak. Keep your eyes and your mind open.
And my mouth shut.
Listen to that music, huh? The nuns ever play music like that? No, I don't think so. Feel the rhythm of the drum. Yeah, listen to the way the music repeats, dances a circle around it. Intoxicating. Close your eyes and just feel it. Your body cannot help but begin to sway. Oh, the music. The music has wings that lift you up off the ground and let your spirit float above the flesh that encloses us like a prison. This woman, Sister Evangeline, this American Moses, has tremendous power. She's just like us,
Brothers
Carl. She's doing her high pitch, just like we do ours. And like Lotus Blood, she's selling medicine that doesn't work. A concoction of scripture, prayer, and tears. Something of no actual value, yet she commands a premium price. Unlike you and I, Sister Evangeline doesn't waste her time mixing ingredients in a tub and putting it into bottles. Her medicine is invisible. But they pay for it all the same. And just like us, after tonight's performance, she'll fold up the canvas, count up the nickels and dimes, pay off her crew, and look for her chance to work her way up into a better venue where she can perform for a more prosperous audience.
Maybe I don't want to perform for money or sell lies. Is it so wrong for me to want something to believe in? I just want to have some hope for the future. Is that so wrong?
Listen to me, Pearl. The best hope you have for the future is you. Don't turn over control of your life to someone else. You have the power to control your destiny. The only thing you need to believe in right now is you.
Stop the music! Stop the music!
Okay, this is it. Watch
the
and learn,
Lord.
Little one. You're about to see Duckering at its finest.
Speaking to me, telling me that there is one among us who believes he is beyond salvation. But I tell you, dear ones, that no one is beyond salvation.
Yes? I command you to stop where you are. Stop where you are and drop those crutches. If you have faith, God will give you the strength to crawl up to this altar and claim your crown of salvation.
Jesus!
Yes! Call his name. Let us all call upon his name. Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus!
What if I told you that he has the power to straighten your arms and legs and back?
Jesus!
Do you believe in him? Do you believe in him?
I believe.
Then in the name of Jesus, I call down the healing power of Christ Almighty and command you to rise up and walk.
Jesus.
Silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I thee. Rise up and walk. 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 Believe in him. Believe in him. Believe in him. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. That's it. That's it. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk.
And walk.
Rise up and walk.
Praise be to God, I can walk.
No, Pearl. She doesn't sell tickets. She doesn't sell bottles of worthless slum. Half the time, she doesn't even ask for money. But look at it pouring in. But it's more than money. Look at their faces. Look at the effect Sister Evangeline has upon them. Look how they adore her. How they worship her. Can you imagine what it would be like to have those faces turned toward you, worshiping you? That is, worshiping God through you.
You want me to be some holy roller?
I don't want you to become a holy roller. I just want you to get up off your knees. Stop genuflecting to some man in a robe or some statue on the wall. Stop bowing down. Be the one whom they bow down to.
You don't believe in anything?
No, I don't believe in everything. That is what you need to learn.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, shouldn't be much longer. There's someone I'd like you to meet. I think you'll find it most illuminating. I think I see him now. Stay in the shadows. Follow my lead and play out the scene. Praise his holy name!
Rose? What are you... You shouldn't be here.
Neither should you, Roy. You're better than this. You're the man who delivers.
Okay? I can't be seen talking to you.
I'm back in the game, Roy.
Fine.
We're going to kill Corbeau.
Rose, you can't just say something like that. Jesus Christ, the Pinkertons hear you. Who's we?
I've got a golem. I made her out of clay.
Just leave me out of this, okay?
Say hello to the gentleman, Pandora.
Hello.
Who is she?
Look closely.
No.
You recognize her, yes? I molded her myself in the image of her mother. It's okay. Have a good long look.
Jesus. I don't know what to say.
She needs your help. We've got to climb the pyramid.
I don't know, Rose. I'm on the straight and narrow now, doing the Lord's work.
So I see. Well, come see us after you've given it some thought. In the meantime, here's a little gift.
I don't want this, Rose.
Take it. Throw it away if you don't want it. I didn't want to come to you empty-handed, that's
all.
Yeah,
well...
Goodbye, Roy. We'll see you soon.
What did you give him?
Just a friendly reminder of happier times. Old habits die hard.
I've made your tea. Here.
Oh, bless you.
Would you like a piece of toast? Anything?
No. Tea's fine.
Go about your chores.
I finished my chores.
Well, so you have.
I just want you to enjoy your tea.
Oh, you're very kind.
So that when you're finished, you'll provide me with an explanation.
What explanation, eh?
You promised.
So I did. Yes. I knew your father. I believe he is alive today, but I don't know. Yes, I have the authority to retrieve you from the convent school. You were not kidnapped. I did it because you have an obligation to your family. A duty that you are obliged to perform.
An obligation to become a clairvoyant?
Oh no, something much more serious. And you cannot do it while locked inside a religious cloister. It cannot be done by an innocent schoolgirl who dreams about Jesus. It cannot be performed by someone who is on their knees. I brought you here to prepare you, to condition your mind and body, so that you may fulfill this obligation.
So why all the magic?
It is the family trade. I'm teaching you so that you will have the skills to survive, and always have a means of putting food in your mouth and roof, such as it is, over your head. With a little luck, you will not only survive, but maybe prosper. That is a gift from your family that I have been entrusted to deliver. Perhaps one day you will choose not to embrace it. You may prefer to work at a textile mill, or as a typist, or become a cook and washerwoman in the service of your husband. That will be for you to decide. But I am fulfilling my obligation to your family, so that you may fulfill yours.
So, what is this obligation?
It really is too early to be discussing such matters.
Rose! You gave me your word.
So, now the great deceiver is being kept to her word.
You promised.
So I did. There is a man, a very powerful and dangerous man. A man who was once a great adventurer, who mingled with men of politics and industry and accumulated great wealth. And this man once committed a certain treachery against your family.
What kind of treachery?
Please. One day you will know, but not today. Suffice it to say, he destroyed your family, made it impossible for your parents to find work as spiritists or anything else. That is why the banner of Divina sat gathering mold in a steamer trunk for 10 years. This man was responsible for the death of your mother.
How was she?
Please, do not ask. Even now it is too painful for me to think about. But look into my eyes. You know that what I'm saying is true. When I think of the hurt he inflicted upon you by depriving you of a mother's love, grant me that request. One day, I promise. Sometimes the great deceiver does keep her promises, yes?
Yes. And the man who did all this?
His name is Corbeau, the Blackbird. No one knows his real name because he has claimed so many. Oliver Haddo, Bellerophon Cawdor, Alain Delisle. But Corbeau is what he is most commonly called. It is because of Corbeau that you were sent away to be raised by nuns. You are being hidden from him. It's because of Corbeau that Instead of enjoying a peaceful, happy childhood, you are in this damp, dark tenement with me. Instead of receiving an upbringing more proper to a beautiful girl such as yourself. But of all these injustices, the greatest crime that Corbeau committed was preventing your mother from knowing you and watching you grow up and seeing how talented you have become. I'm sure the sisters were gentle in their own way, but not since the moment you were born have you known a mother's touch. You would know it if you felt it, for it is like none other.
Rose.
Yes, child.
I've been looking at the canvas banner. Since I do look like her, I was thinking, what if we just painted the word Pandora over Divina? We could use it with our act.
You wish to take her place?
No, not take her place. Carry on the family trade once my apprenticeship is complete. I want to reclaim what was stolen from my family and become the thing that she was forbidden to be.
But if the wrong person sees the banner...
Let the whole world see the banner. If there is still anyone who remembers the name Divina, who still recognizes that face, let them see. And let them know, I am my mother's daughter.
Yes, my dear. You certainly are that. Well, it's Monday. A new week begins. Perhaps we should rest. You've worked so hard these past 3 weeks.
No rest. We continue until I'm ready.
Are you sure? This man they call Corbeau. I almost pity him right now. Who am I kidding? I have no pity for him or his kind. I want to see them all in their graves.
Are you ready?
Ready. Deal the cards.
I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose and Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl.
You may now open your eyes.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.